Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ours of his death, we must all agree to one fact. The fact that he was killed by the Atlanta Police Department. The fact that someone's cousin, brother, uncle, nephew, father, companion, and friend is no longer in this world.
Rashad Brooks. Widow and other family members addressed the media on Monday at a pretty emotional press conference. You could hear it there, and specifically saying, hey, we have to agree on the one fact. He was killed by the Atlanta Police Department. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, said it was very, very disturbing, and he would have more to say about it. But 19 officers of the Atlanta Police Department have stepped down after the shooting of Brooks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we've got COVID-19 numbers, some questions about rallies coming up, and protests across the United States. Seattle, the focus of what's happening there with the blocks being shut down and the precinct being shuttered as well. In Minneapolis, at least 7 police officers have resigned since the death of George Floyd on Memorial Day. In Kentucky, no-knock warrants like the one used when the cops in Louisville crashed into Breonna Taylor's apartment could be going into a different piece of history. The city's already banned the no-knock warrants. A state lawmaker says she's going to offer a bill this week banning them statewide. And U.S. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, is pressing for a nationwide ban. So much has happened in the light of some deaths that should not have happened. And Brooks, you can add his death in there. If you don't know the story, quickly, this is what happened on Friday. He was in his car at a Wendy's in Georgia, and fell asleep. So somebody called the police saying, look, he looks like he's asleep, and he's in the line. So the police come, that would be normal, and knock on the window, and they're talking to him, and it seems like 20 minutes or so go by, and they're going to cuff him, and et cetera. And instead, they tussle with him. He grabs a taser gun, runs off, turns, fires that taser gun back, and again, he's been drinking, and he's shot twice in the back and dies. So 27-year-old Rashad Brooks, and like I said, 19 police officers resigned in the last week because of what's happening in the city, and this just goes right along with it, following the tasing of 2 college students and then the killing of Rashad Brooks. The police chief, Erica Shields, also stepped down after the shooting of Brooks, who was stopped, like I said, Friday night at a Wendy's due to suspicion of drinking. Prior to the announcement of the resignations, the mayor announced reforms to the police department by limiting the use of force through executive orders. She said the morale is so bad right now. My understanding, it is really bad. Really, really bad. And there are other police departments that are grappling with similar issues of what are they going to do reform-wise. There's an outcry in some areas. We know in Minneapolis it almost seems like a foregone conclusion, defunding the police. I talked about growing up close to Camden, New Jersey in 2012. Camden, New Jersey defunded the police. Small area, lots of corruption, lots of problems. It worked because they rebuilt from the ground up and really had a community effort in getting to know the community and police officers who really grew the department, because that's what they did. They tore it apart. As for protests, Over the weekend, thousands stood outside the Brooklyn Museum in New York, spreading the message that Black Lives Matter, and there were also peaceful marches in Washington, D.C., in Seattle. There's that six-block area that's been shut down. At this point, the president is expected to sign an executive order on Tuesday that would create a certification system and a database to nationally track excessive uses of force by police. Also in the order, a statement that acknowledges some police departments have misused their authority and have created distrust from specific communities, and a directive to the Secretary of Health and Human Services that encourages police departments to incorporate suggestions from mental health experts, because so often that's what happens in some of the encounters. While all of this is happening, Minneapolis, of course, again, like I said, talking about defunding and seven police officers resigning since the unrest started, a dozen in the process of leaving the department, upset with Mayor Jacob Frey's decision to abandon the third precinct station during the protests where demonstrators set the building on fire and officers left, something that happened in Seattle where a precinct was abandoned and taken, you know, taken over. Depending on the area, depending on the solidarity of those in office and people pushing the people in office, I think we may end up with a few defunded police departments, some massively reformed. The database that's being suggested seems like a no-brainer that that will happen. And more to come, I guess. Let's put it that way. Absolutely more to come. Coronavirus, wouldn't we love to say no more to come with that? But there is no cure. There is no vaccine. So honestly, we got to be honest. Deaths, 118,000 in the United States. Recovered, 672,000. Confirmed cases, 2.16 million. Worldwide deaths, over 428,000 discussions of moving events. For example, the Oscars were supposed to take place next February 28th, and because of the virus, they decided to move the ceremony to the end of April. One, because more flexibility for filmmakers as Hollywood is opening back up, and also to give it more time for the virus, the sort of just-in-case. I think a lot of just-in-case is happening because of the virus, which then leads to the debate over rallies and a rally in Tulsa that's happening. And the Tulsa newspaper screamed, the headline screamed out in the editorials, "This is the wrong time and Tulsa is the wrong place for the Trump rally." Lots of fans there, certainly, and a lot of people would want to come out to see the president, and that has some in Tulsa on edge, worrying about what will happen, especially with the city's budget resources already stretched very, very thin. So we'll see. But so far, game on. It's going to happen. But what will that rally look like, I guess, and how packed will it be? We're talking about numbers, speaking of that, next We Can Count.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Welcome to another edition of If We Can Count. And boy, can we. We can count how long 2020 has been. What a year, right? Starting off clinking the champagne glasses. Who would think that we would be having the 6 months that we've had in many, 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 many different ways. All right, how about this? The 911 caller in the Atlanta shooting didn't see a weapon. The woman who called to alert Atlanta police to the man sleeping in the car at Wendy's, who turned out to be Rashard Brooks, who ultimately ended up dying as a result of that, said that she did not see any kind of a weapon whatsoever. That all she saw was one man and nobody else in the car. So small number, but a number that mattered. And boy, one was the loneliest number in that case. No question about that. All right, so let's move to some other numbers. How about this? Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred not confident there's going to be a 2020 season. What's up with that? The thing that's up with it is that he says the owners are 100% committed to getting back to baseball. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen. They had a Monday morning conference call, decided to take the union's word that negotiations are over, and they're going to focus on reaching an agreement on the safety and health protocols with the union because it's a whole money thing. Over the schedules and how much money, and would it be fewer than 50 games and no more than 60, and There's a lot of back and forth going on. And the players, they talk about the fact that there's, you're talking about, you know, so many millions of dollars that are on the line. We'll see. Players say they're disgusted that after Rob Manfred unequivocally told players and fans there would be a 100% chance, there would be 100% there would be a 2020 season, he's going back on his word is what they are saying. So there's a lot of back and forth, almost like politics, nasty undercutting that's happening in baseball, and there may not be a season in the end. So if you were hoping you were going to see some baseball, think again. We're not so sure about that. Not so sure. Are you having issues because everybody's at home? T-Mobile confirmed a voice and data issue affected customers, some of whom had that inability to make or receive phone calls or text messages. That would really ruin your day, wouldn't it? Down Detector collects outage reports from users. It shows a spike around 3 o'clock on Monday, and since it's slowed down since then, but there were outages for other carriers, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, Metro. They had problems, too. And again, this goes to data. So many things can contribute to what can happen there. Even commercial RF blockers, human error, networking issues, that kind of thing. And of course, they don't want anything to go down because you know what that means. Take advantage of the situation and somebody will jump. Wait, how much do they say? Unlimited for what? What can I get? Is that possible? 35,000 people have signed a change.org petition to keep Disneyland closed among the coronavirus pandemic. So Walt Disney announced that they have plans to reopen Disneyland and the sister theme park, Disney's California Adventure, on the 17th. That's the 65th, rather, anniversary of Disneyland's opening. But it was met with a petition asking Anaheim, California parks not to do it. More than 35, like I said, inching closer toward 50,000. That was the goal. And they're arguing that the time to reopen the parks as people are dying from COVID-19 is not now. The parks closed March 13th. And now they're talking about the second wave of COVID-19 would be worse. So they say it would be irresponsible and greedy. Wow. So there were 280 total cases in California March 13th, one day after Disney announced it would close its U.S. parks. As of Monday, there were 152,000 cases. This is what the comparisons are. So will that work or not? I'm going to say it's not going to work. Because they're determined to open, and then this goes to the opening thing and making it safe and how many people and everything else that falls into play with, I guess, with that. The big news certainly on the day is LGBTQ workers won a major victory at the Supreme Court. Some were stunned by this, but a landmark civil rights law barring sex discrimination in the workplace applies to gay, lesbian, and transgender workers, according to the Supreme Court. According to the Supreme Court, and that's, you know, ultimately, think of the conservative side, that was kind of a surprise. But it happened, and the president said, when he was asked about it, well, you know, the Supreme Court, they ruled da-da-da-da. And, you know, this timing of this case is interesting because there were three cases involving two gay men and a transgender woman from Georgia, New York, and Michigan. The cases heard in early October were among the most probably significant on the court's docket and had been pending the longest. So there were three plaintiffs. One of them, you know, one of them was somebody who was battling to be able to play on a softball team, even though he was gay. And 28 states have little or no workplace protections for the LGBT community, about 4.5% of the U.S. population, or about 11 million people that we know of, identify in those terms. 88% of them are employed. So a very big ruling, and like I said, surprising for some. Going to the grocery store, you may notice that it's costing a little bit more, but you also may notice that some of the products that weren't there are stocked again, or you can get them pretty easily. You know, I think people especially were hoarding toilet paper, and that's what made that shortage. And so eggs shot up, milk, the price shot up too, and some of the brands that normally would be there weren't there. Beans were big, chicken was big, frozen vegetables. A lot of people went into the freezer, you know, went up and down the aisles and grabbed things from the freezer. That's what I think happened. Right, the panic sets in, oh no, there's not going to be disinfectants, so then the sprays and wipes are gone, then the toilet paper's gone, and everybody else is left fending for themselves, trying to figure it all out. But in the end, so much of that now should be back in your neighborhood. You should be able to go to the store and find them relatively easy, which I can attest to. I think you can find them relatively easy at this point. Hey, coming up on the show, speaking of numbers, lots of people are gaining that COVID-19 is what they're calling it, 19 pounds for all the time spent inside baking, etc. We've got a great guest talking about why it's okay to eat at night and what led him to do the work on it and what it showed, that there are people where it's absolutely working. So the whole idea of having to not eat this time and eat that time isn't necessarily true. And then we're going to introduce you to a special New York caterer who saw her business completely shut down, is now seeing a little bit of a reopening. But there are so many people afraid of those not wearing a mask and social distancing problems, that especially in the catering or restaurant business, I think it's dicey as to who, you know, what the rulings or laws are going to look like. And it makes it much more challenging for somebody in that industry, right? Especially when you're catering and there's less people, less clients. Ooh, very, very tough. And in New York City. That's next. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. to the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China. And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton releasing his tell-all book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During that same roundtable discussion, President Trump turned to AG Bill Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has answered my prayers and probably yours too. Joel Marion has written a book called Always Eat After 7 p.m., the revolutionary rule-breaking diet that lets you enjoy huge dinners, desserts, and indulgent snacks while burning fat overnight. I mean, this guy's a fitness expert, nutritionist, and of course, best-selling author, so he's going to debunk the myths that have been drilled into our heads. And boy, it's been drilled into my heads and I think everyone I know. Joel, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we look at that equation. So your title was perfect. It says it all. Doctors, all kinds of people, fitness people, etc., always talk about breakfast as the most important meal. It's the most important meal. But you found out, and you tell us why in the book, that scientific research inside the book shows us that's not true. So tell me about that.
Yeah, in the book, I dedicated an entire chapter along with the peer-reviewed scientific research studies, which is the golden standard of research, about the five myths about breakfast, and not that breakfast is evil, or that, you know, it's a terrible meal or anything like that, but it's definitely not the most important meal of the day, and breakfast eaters do not lose more weight. It does not increase your metabolism, and research shows it does not reduce daytime and nighttime hunger. In fact, I would argue that typical breakfast foods that spike insulin, like orange juice, toast, and bagels, are going to do the exact opposite. They're going to send you on a roller coaster energy ride for the entire day, And then, you know, the idea that skipping breakfast actually makes you gain weight is a complete myth. And you know, how can not eating make you gain more weight? I mean, the fact is research has revealed that cutting out breakfast may curb your overall calorie intake by up to 400 calories a day.
Wow. Yeah, and we're seeing that more people are doing that, wrestling with it, and your book especially points that out, obviously. So when you look at late-night eating, so if we jump to that, and excess belly fat, and that if you eat late and you're watching TV or doing whatever, it leads to obesity. So tell us, is that a myth?
It is a myth. In fact, the research studies where they take groups of people side by side, and those who eat their calories early in the day versus those who eat their calories later in the day, and there's absolutely no difference in weight loss. I've been misled and brainwashed to believe through even my own nutrition certifications and college education that as the day goes on, you want to taper back on your calories because the metabolism slowed down, so you especially want to cut back on carbs because that food is going to spill over and be stored as fat. And the research reveals the exact opposite. And in fact, the very act of eating in general increases your metabolic rate. So the idea that eating late at night, the calories are going to be stored as fat, is just simply not true. And if you think about our natural instinct of eating, if we go back to the caveman days, they're obviously a lot more active than we are nowadays, but they didn't wake up and eat a huge breakfast. They woke up and went hunting for the food that they were going to eat that night. So I think as humans, we have this natural instinct where we're really, really hungry at night, but we've been brainwashed to believe that those calories are going to be stored. So we either white knuckle our way through it and starve ourselves through bedtime, or we hate and we feel guilty about what we did. And my book eliminates both of these problems. It's just about using the right strategy.
Oh, I like that. So tell us, give us a little sneak peek. Tell us about one of the strategies.
I think one of the main strategies that people underestimate is the metabolic and hormonal benefits of eating carbohydrates. And in my book, I call them super carbs. So by making smart carb choices that come from nature and pairing them with foods the right way, so taking like a potato, a sweet potato, rice, beans, lentils, oats, any of these good healthy carbs, and pairing that with a high-quality protein source, you're actually providing your body with glucose. And most people think glucose is the enemy, but when you combine this glucose with a protein, not only do you get a healthy insulin response, this glucose contains building blocks of thyroid and leptin hormone. These are the two hormones that actually regulate your body weight and control the speed of your metabolism. So if you use a crash diet like paleo or keto and you cut out carbs, it only takes about 1 week, and research shows these hormones plummet by up to 15%. And this is exactly what happened with the Biggest Loser contestants. Many of them, if not most of them, gained all or more of their weight back after the show because they were suffering from almost zero leptin and thyroid hormones.
Wow. And carbs is, you know, again, that's like our huge enemy. That's all we hear, carbs, carbs, carbs. But as you say, pairing that with the right protein. And when you say protein, so what are some of the good sources of protein?
Well, any type of animal meat is going to be a great protein. It's not a vegetarian or a vegan diet by any means. A vegetarian and a vegan could easily follow the same eating patterns by just swapping out and substituting certain proteins. But, you know, in my book, if you're going to eat a glucose-based carb, we recommend a leaner cut of meat. And if you're going to have a fattier cut, that's completely fine, just a smaller portion of that. And so any type of lean red meat, particularly grass-fed beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken that's organic, any type of cage-free eggs, these are all amazing protein sources. Turkey, anything that comes from an animal that is raised humanely and prepared properly.
Wow. We're speaking with Joel Marion. He's written this book that's called Always Eat After 7 p.m., The Revolutionary Rule-Breaking Diet That Lets You Enjoy Huge Dinners, Desserts, and Indulgent Snacks While Burning Fat Overnight. And, boy, we talk about these things all the time because people struggle so much with weight and cravings and depriving themselves and all the stuff that Joel has talked about. And Joel, when you were doing the research for this book, what was the biggest for you? What was the biggest eye-opener?
Well, I think the biggest eye-opener was the fact that you could eat your largest meal at dinner time when you crave the most food and you're the most hungry, and actually accelerate your results. And then you could carry that over because we give you healthy desserts that you can use after dinner. And then we give you these salt and sweet pre-bedtime fat-burning snacks. So the biggest epiphany for me was the fact that, you know, I was naturally not hungry in the morning anyway, so I was skipping breakfast on accident thinking it was bad for me. And then I, when I was building my nutrition company, BioTrust, I actually gained 46 pounds because I was pulling all-nighters, working on, like, trying to build a brand. I got married, had a couple kids. And so my health took a backseat. I woke up one day embarrassed and ashamed about where I was at. But after I delved into the research, I realized that my pattern of eating wasn't that far off. That skipping breakfast and pushing my calories later in the day was actually the best thing I could do. It was just a matter of using the right strategy and making the right choices.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, people listening to us, because so many people work from home anyway, but with schedules that are all over the map, and that's how we live these days, it is interesting, because if you're working late, you think, I cannot eat, and there is that starvation cycle, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, that's why we were told for years and years, you know, wake up, eat as fast as you can to get food in your system, to get your metabolism going, and feed your body every 3 to 4 hours, because otherwise weight loss will stall and you'll slow down your metabolism or lose muscle. And, you know, it's funny when you look at things like intermittent fasting, where you skip breakfast and just don't eat and you just use my fat-burning drinks inside of my book instead, metabolic rate actually goes up. So we've all been misled to believe that the metabolic rate is going to slow down if we're not eating, and the exact opposite happens. Your body's fight or flight response kicks in through the sympathetic nervous system. And what this does is it releases adrenaline and growth hormone. Both of these hormones increase your metabolic rate and help you access more stored fat as a fuel source.
Yeah. All right. I love it. I'm sure this is music to the ears of so many listening to this interview right now. So the book is available at this point. They can go to your website, joelmarion.com. And what's the reaction been?
Well, so far it's been fantastic. You know, like I said, I lost 46 pounds myself. Ooh. Using this to test it out to make sure the science was legit. Before I started rolling it out to my friends and family, then my wife tried it. She lost 8 pounds her first week. And so the book is brand new. So we're looking for more reviews and more great feedback. So if you go to joelmarion.com, it'll redirect you over to Amazon. And you'll see all the science behind this diet and why it just caters to our natural instinct of eating and being hungry at night.
All right. I love it. Joel, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Wow, so much information out there, and I got a copy of Joel's book, and it really is fascinating. And it's fascinating, like he said, he gained almost 50 pounds, and so what do you do when you just have it so drilled into your head, as we said in the very beginning of this, that you know, breakfast is the best meal, and oh, you can't eat late at night, and then you're starving. And I really understand that struggle, as you know, with the show that we do, and my lifestyle, and of course, Mantra, the Hubs, same thing. He's always hungry at night. He always wants to snack at night, and then it's always that war of, oh my gosh, can I snack? What can I do? And in his book, he does give you, as he said to us, those things that you want to match in with pair with the protein. I mean, part of that is the key, as he talks about, how do you satisfy nighttime hunger with fat burning sweet and salty, you know, pre-bedtime snacks, and snacks that are super good. So not snacks where you think, oh, okay, I'm going to eat this Brussels sprout, which there's nothing wrong with Brussels sprouts, but, you know, not what you think that you have to deprive yourself and you can't eat some of the things that you want to eat. It's so much he talks about. And he talked about there is what are your combinations and what are you doing, and there's some great things you can use. Like I said, I've tried some of this and read the book, and it was really, really an easy and great read, and could revolutionize the way you think about food. And he does debunk the diet myths and proves that you can burn fat faster by eating after 7 o'clock. All right, hang with us. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
New York City, think about this, what's happening in New York and the surrounding areas, is a woman that I think is doing just a tremendous thing to make the world a better place, not to mention where she is, her part of the world. But Deepti Sharma joins us, and she's the founder and CEO of a company called Food to Eat. And when I met her months ago at an event for Bank of America, we were talking about what she was doing that was so fascinating. She's helping immigrant women and minority-owned businesses book catering jobs with some really big companies that we know, Warby Parker and the Skim and Microsoft, etc. And now imagine you're in this situation. Things are going pretty good. The word's starting to really even spread, and there's some volume. And then we get hit with a pandemic. Deepti, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be able to connect with you again.
So first let's talk about your company and then the amazing thing you're doing, raising money to purchase meals from restaurants that you partner with and then donating the food to people who really need it. But let's tell people more about your company and how you founded it and what you have seen.
Yeah, absolutely. So Food to Eat, as I'm having conversations on non-pandemic days, generally works with, it's a crazy statement, but a lot of our businesses are kind of going through this. But We work within the restaurant industry, and we partner with over 100 local restaurants that are either immigrant, woman, or minority-run, led, or managed. And we essentially help them book catering opportunities at these large corporate offices for a number of reasons. But the two main things are, you know, we see that diversity and inclusion is always looked at through the lens of hiring, and we wanted to help these, usually they're underrepresented businesses to get into these large offices. And so, you know, we help these companies think about diversity and inclusion through the lens of food and beverage, using their, you know, purchasing power to invest in local businesses and create a more inclusive environment once they've hired, you know, all these amazing people. How do you bring food that's representative of the people you've hired and where they're from? And so when we started hearing in early March that people were canceling conferences and Amazon was doing work from home, we realized that we were eventually going to get hit. When and how, you know, hard we would get hit, we didn't realize. But, you know, the week of, like, March 10th, we, you know, started seeing almost every order of ours canceled that was placed for the month of March and April. And we went down to zero revenue on Friday, March 13th. And the next day, you know, like, I was talking to my husband. I was like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with our business. I don't know what's going to happen with the restaurant industry. And it was really, like, freaking us both out because it's an industry we both love. It's an industry that we've been working in for so long. And I realized that the only thing that I could do was take the energy that I had and put it towards giving back to my community that's allowed me to create a business in it. And so I started this fundraiser on March 14th, and to date we've raised $20,000+ on our own. And now, you know, we're just trying to see what we can do to help this underserved communities that, you know, people aren't paying attention to. Even, you know, the people that we're feeding, we're looking at hospitals in Brooklyn and Queens and saying, you know, which hospitals don't have the resources and, you know, frankly, the eyeballs, right? Like, who's being covered in the media? It's you know, where people are generally, where are places that are mostly accessible. And so for us, like, it's important to really think about that. And that dynamic of underrepresented, underserved communities and try to feed them. So whether it's frontline workers or we're even reaching out to public schools and saying, like, hey, do you have families that can't go outside and get grab-and-go lunches or meals because they're sick? Let us deliver contactless deliveries to each of their homes. And so we're trying to really be conscious of, like, who we're trying to service right now.
Yeah, wow, and tremendous what you're doing for the community. And you said it, it's the community that you're in, that you've built this business in, and when you get to zero, you realize it's great. You look at your husband and boom, you think, well, who can we serve? How fulfilling has that been to you?
I mean, you know, obviously, like, trying to help people is always fulfilling, right? It's like the best thing you can do as an individual is give back. But to me, more than anything else, it's just like, you know, I've grown up in this industry. I have family that owned restaurants. I worked in restaurants. I mean, I learned how to drink wine at a restaurant. I mean, it's, I remember working at my parents' restaurant and they had a sommelier that, like, you know, weeknights after, in, you know, after I'd graduated in college, my parents were like, well, here's another thing that you can learn about the industry and how this works. And why don't you, you know, bus and waiter. And then at night I would learn, you know, more. I was just interested. And so just like little things like that were really just like, interesting for me, right? Like how restaurants aren't just a place to consume, right? Restaurants are a place to experience, right? That's why we go to restaurants, not because we just want to eat something. We can make food at home, but we want the experience of having a glass of wine that's paired with our food, and especially in Indian food, that was really, you know, different and new when my parents started. And so all of those things were really kind of coming back to me and, you know, how hard it was for my parents to start and how, you know, their hustle was my hustle and their hustle is the hustle of, you know, thousands and millions of people that represent this industry. It's almost, I think I've heard anywhere from 11 to 12 million people depend on the restaurant industry and a lot of them have lost their jobs. And so for me, it was just like, I have to do anything I can, even if it's, you know, something really small. Even if I had raised just $1,000 or $10, that's money raised that can help someone in need. So it, you know, I hope that people can kind of take inspiration from what we're doing in New York and try to do this in their own communities, because at the end of the day, no act is too small or too big to be able to help a community out, right? I think it takes each and every single one of us to do something to make a change and a difference.
Yeah, wow, so well said. And for you, with your family there in New York City, and of course, you're being heard not just in the tri-state area, but around the United States, paint the picture for us. What's it like?
So New York is interesting. So I live in Queens, and, you know, I'm avoiding leaving. You know, I walk around a little bit in our neighborhood in Queens, even then, like, social distancing as much as possible. You know, just not even trying to walk on the same side of the street that somebody else might be on. But it's crazy, right? I'm talking to our restaurant owners and they're all hustling. When we give them these orders, they're just really hustling and they're trying to be as hopeful as possible. But one of the biggest things that we're going to see is, I have a ton of conversations with people trying to work on rescue and relief efforts, is that there's going to be a problem in labor. You know, as many restaurants are open right now, eventually they're going to have to shut down because either the fear is going to increase, and the fear is already there, right? But
yeah,
people are just going to start getting sick. You know, I have family in the medical world. You know, I have my mother-in-law is a PA. My sister-in-law is a doctor, and so is my brother. And, you know, they're eventually going to get sick, and I hope that they don't. But given that they're in the hospitals being exposed constantly, it's something that, you know, is just an eventual problem. And so, which is why you hear the governors of every state basically trying to say that we need every medical worker possible. Even if you're not a doctor, nurse, or PA, like, we want to make sure that we have as much, you know, ammo, quote unquote, to help fight this virus. And so I think that that's going to be one of the biggest things, especially in New York. And as I talk to family members everywhere around the country, we're the epicenter, but this is slowly going to pass on because people have left New York to go back to their respective homes and people have traveled. And so New York is seeing it now, but, you know, slowly the rest of the country is going to start seeing it. And I hope not as bad as us, but yeah, it's scary. You know, people are scared, in fear, and trying to be hopeful all at the same time. It's like a roller coaster of emotions for every single one of us each day.
Wow. So if people want to help in what we were talking about, that you've got some campaigns set up, that you've got a GoFundMe and an I Fund Women campaign, right? They can go there. How do they get there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can just go to I Fund Women and quickly search our initiatives. And we have a GoFundMe page as well. So they both are still up and existing. But if you follow us on Instagram, our handle is Food to Eat, and it's, you know, we're updating, like, the folks that we're feeding. Our links are already up there, so if you follow us on all channels at Food to Eat, you'll be able to find everything that we're doing.
All right, and then you can find out more also about the wonderful things you're doing when we get back to it. DT Sharma, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you, and keep doing the great things you're doing in the world.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much.
Thank you. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.